From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. Today, as part of WLRN's week-long series Elevation Zero, about the impact of sea level rise, we look at the threat to South Florida's neighbors in the Caribbean. The Caribbean Basin is important not just for white sands and blue surf, but as a strategic hemispheric crossroads, and its sea level scenario is more troubling than what we face here. From the Bahamas to Belize, from Grenada to Guyana, experts say rising sea waters could do more than ruin the crucial tourism industry. They could leave some islands virtually uninhabitable if major preventive measures aren't taken soon. Ulrich Trotz is deputy director of the Caribbean Community Climate Change Center in Belize.
In 50 years, if the projections that we are seeing from our models are correct, then the entire landscape will be changed. Our beaches would have disappeared, our coastal areas eroded, our infrastructure degraded. Certainly would wreak havoc on the way we live.
Experts project the Caribbean faces sea level rise of 3 to 6 feet or more by the end of this century. If it goes unchecked, they fear as much as 1,200 square miles of coastal land could be lost. A recent Inter-American Development Bank report that Trotz co-authored estimates half the Caribbean community's major tourist resorts could be damaged or destroyed by sea rise, surge, or erosion, not to mention scores of sea turtle nesting beaches.
All of the physical plants supporting the tourism industry, hotels, airports, would be in what we call the inundation zone.
The Caribbean community, or CARICOM, started sounding the sea level rise alarm in the early 1990s. Today, it's recommending that the basin nations begin erecting more than 200 miles of levees and seawalls at a cost of almost $6 billion. Problem is, the Caribbean doesn't have that kind of cash in the best of times, and these aren't the best of times. In fact, the Caribbean is currently home to 5 of the world's 12 most indebted countries. Kenrick Leslie is the Caribbean Community Climate Change Center's director.
It will be extremely difficult for us to put in place the type of adaptation measures that we have recognized would be necessary.
The Caribbean islands and the 40 million people who live on them produce less than 1% of the greenhouse gases that many scientists blame for the global warming that's causing rising sea levels. As a result, the basin's leaders say developed nations should help finance the Caribbean mitigation tab.
We are not looking for hands out. We are looking for concessional loans. When we go to the international meetings, we try to make it very clear. We need to have programs supported by the larger industrialized countries.
Coastal tourism isn't the only concern. Further inland, agriculture and freshwater supplies are also threatened by more intense storm and tidal surges.
Some islands, some of the smaller low-lying islands may actually have to be evacuated.
Brian Soden is a professor of meteorology and physical oceanography at the University of Miami. And like other scientists, he believes the Bahama Islands, just off South Florida, are some of the most vulnerable. Many of the Caribbean's eastern islands were formed volcanically and have a bit more elevated breathing room, but western isles like the Bahamas chain are just downright flat.
A vast amount of their acreage is literally within 2 or 3 feet of sea level. That's well within the range of projected sea level rise over the next century.
But whether it's the Bahamas or Barbados, Caribbean sea level rise may well result in a spike in immigration, especially to South Florida. And none of that seems fair to a region that stands to suffer the most from a phenomenon that it's done the least to provoke. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin American coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.